two opportunities, east and west. Register today. Go online at joycemeyer.org/lovelife.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
West of Old England, a WC&O corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You don't fit. No matter what, you can't just go along with the crowd. You think differently. You're cut from another cloth. Much of your upheaval in your life was because of that. You was trying to be with the in crowd when you should have been with the inner circle. You're trying to be with all, everybody else, and you never really fit, because God separated you unto himself. Amen. These three he took up, and he showed them this other world. Right afterwards, they went down, they cast devils out, and it caused people to marvel at the majesty of God. Notice something. Every time that Jesus got intimate with the Father, every time he went and retreated, or something new came, something fresh. See, that's why you cannot allow prayer. I'm going to use a big word. You cannot allow it to become perfunctory. Just something you do. You say prayers, but ain't no change. Ain't nothing fresh. Ain't nothing new. Could it be your prosperity and your success is just your staying more in the presence of God concerning what you need? Hello? We like to sometimes stay on the light side because we're so busy. That's why you need every now and then to retreat. Stop the world and jump off. Then don't walk off on your job, because when you walk back, it won't be there. Don't get this twisted. Take some vacation days that you have. Apostle said, no, I didn't. You know what? In your moments of communion, in your moments of silence, and some of us need to know how to get silent and stop racing in your mind all the time, trying to figure it out in your cerebral realm. There are answers that don't dwell there. They have to rise up out of the spirit realm. And you got to quiet that mind. Relaxed mental attitude. You know, in Proverbs, it talks about a person with an excellent spirit. He's talking about someone with a cool, that's cool. You know, when somebody called you cool, you know, you was cool. You weren't always wired up, ready to fight. No, you just chill. These young people know what I'm talking about here. Here's a quote from an anonymous writer. He says, excellence is built from the inside out. So reflect on who you are, what you can be, and where you are going. Your reflection paints your vision for excellence. You're reflecting, you're meditating, you're envisioning, using that imagination. You have to understand, imagination is powerful. Yes, it is. Imagination bridges the two worlds. There's an actual place where you can do whatever it is you imagine. You got to get there, though. And it don't just happen by you doing it once. No, you have to get that picture locked in. And your dominant image is going to take you where that dominant image is going. That's why the Lord told Joshua, see that I've given you Jericho. But first he told him in chapter 1, meditate day and night. Get serious about this. Don't let everything distract you from this. Don't be so involved with everybody else's stuff. Get serious about this day and night. Don't let it depart. Let people get tired of hearing you talk about, you said I heard the vision. I heard. You told me that yesterday. You know, y'all children are sometimes, you start quoting the vision, they start mimicking because they heard it so many times. They done heard it so many times, they know it too. Well, let them hear it again. Joshua, don't grow weary. Why? Your prosperity and your success is attached to that. How many know nothing from nothing will leave nothing? If you do just average stuff, you'll get average results. If you do just a little bit, you'll get a little bit in return. But oh, if you get on it like your life depended on it, and you stay with it, the Lord said attached to it is prosperity and good success. I feel a breakthrough in the house this evening. I feel a breakthrough in the house right now. Excellence is built from the inside out. You are a spirit being come out of God with the same spirit of excellence. Amen. That's why you have to be medicated by this system to settle for average stuff. You see, the system tries to medicate. You can't afford that. You could never live there. Your education, some will call it. Your education, you ain't qualified. That's what the system says. Tell somebody, but I have the mind of Christ. Do you know what science has found? It's in theory, but they're believing this. That there is, and I'm not going to quote it just right, but I'm going to say it as best I can describe it to you. There's a plane, a spirit plane, where all knowledge lies. And they say these people that are tapping into all these like technological breakthroughs that change the world have tapped somehow into this grid where they get knowledge that, you know, is just remarkably off the charts. Well, we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. If God filled our brain, our brains have a capacity, listen, to contain all the knowledge there is. Yeah, that little thing you call your little pea brain. It's pea because you only use that much of it. No, we use a very small fraction of our brain, and some use different size than others. Some use the frontal, some use, and it depends. Artists use one side, concrete thinkers use other sides. It's just different parts of the brain that are more developed, more exercised, and it develops in the character, giftings, personalities, all of that stuff. But the point is, your brain as is could contain a whole lot more vast knowledge. We're capable of that. How much more so as children of God? With the mind of Christ. The Bible already says he'll make you wiser than your instructors. You may not be more book smart, but you tap into the Spirit. And I'm not saying you're trying to, you know, shut down your leader or your boss on your job. Or, no, don't do that. You'd be looking for another job. But he'll make you wiser, smarter. You have an intuitive sense. Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. While they're trying to figure it out, you can already have it worked out. Listen, Daniel was given that. We'll take a look at that quickly. But Daniel was given that. The king, nobody could figure this thing out. But Daniel had access to another realm. God gave the king the dream. He couldn't make heads or tails of it. All the astrologers, magicians, wizards, none of them, God shut it off to them. No. Because I got plans for Daniel. And I'm going to reveal something to him. You see, the king was asleep when he got it. And when he wanted to kill everybody, because nobody could interpret it, Daniel said, tell him not to be so hasty. Give me a time. He gave Daniel time. Daniel went home and prayed and meditated. And through his prayer and meditation, the interpretation was downloaded to him. You see, his prosperity and his success was connected to his meditation. He and the Hebrew boys could have, you know, packed their stuff up and tried to steal out at night. We out of here. Kingdom going crazy. No, but he said, no, there's a God in heaven. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that's brought you to where you are for a reason. Come on, I said, listen, you're facing a giant right now for a reason. Tell somebody on your row, my giant is my bread. Stop seeing him as giant opposition and see him as giant opportunity. Amen. If it didn't take God to help you, it's not God giving that to you. You can do it yourself. That's okay. But what God gives you, except he build a house, you go to laboring in vain. It's his will that you stand out. Not in a prideful, arrogant way, but stop trying to hide. Stop being afraid of where God is taking you. Stop being afraid of who you are becoming. Stop being afraid of what God has laid in front of you. Stop denying you are a child of a king. Stop denying that. Stop being afraid of that. Stop being afraid of what people will do to you. Didn't the Lord say, be of good courage. Be strong. He's not suggesting that. He's commanding you. Where I'm taking you, yeah, you'll have a little warfare. There'll be a battle here and there. But don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't back down. I've made you. I've fashioned you. I've shaped you. Meditate. Get back in touch with me when you get knocked down. Get back up. I'll not deny you. I'll not forsake you. I'll not leave you. God ain't gonna leave you. That's why you go back. Lick the wounds. Cry if you have to. But watch as you meditate how Holy Ghost will start to lift you up again. Put you back on the horse. Strengthen you. Give you more wisdom. Show you the way to go. Show you where you made your mistake. Amen. Heal the wounds.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more